Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Becker on Darren Donick and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a good day thus far. We always enjoy our conversations with Gil Capps, the author of The Magnificent Masters, also a part of Golf Channel's broadcast, NBC Sports, and Gil is now on the line with us. Gil, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you guys are healthy and staying safe and all good in Nashville.
It is a first, Gil. We've been doing this, Willie and I especially have been doing this a long time, and we've never had shows, which is now, I think, show 14, 4-hour show. Show 14, all in three different locations. Actually, four, technically, if you count our producers. So, but we've pulled it off. It hasn't been a problem. It's just been strange. we're all dealing with a strange time, no doubt.
Well, we are in the same boat down here. I've been working at home for 4 weeks. And, you know, one of the things, I'm sure everybody, it's everybody's, right? It's what this has done to your normal routine, not just your daily routine, or your weekly routine, but your yearly routine, because right now my biological clock, you know, says I should be 7 hours north of where I am right now in Augusta, Georgia.
Yep.
You know, Tuesday of the Masters with about 8 to 10 people coming in the media room and lots of news and stories and the excitement of getting ready for that first round of the Masters in 2 days, but not happening right now.
No, and yesterday your sport was in the news because there's been kind of a reshuffling of these major events. And as you said, the Masters has now been moved to November, U.S. Open. So we've seen all these now. British Open, of course, I don't think it's called the British Open anymore, the Open. That's been canceled, right? They're just going to move it to 2021, and it's going to remain at Royal St. George's. But what do you make of this? Because I said, Gil, in the last segment, you know, as baseball and hockey and the NBA and even football is thinking about all this stuff of creative ways to get their sports back and to pull this off, to me, in wrestling and the UFC's kind of been sticking to their guns and trying to figure out ways to keep their sport going. I feel like golf can pull it off better than most. What do you think? What, you're a guy that's right in the middle of this stuff. How hard would it be to pull off continuing on with the tour of no fans and the golfers, you know, staying a safe distance? How hard would it be to pull it off?
I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for whoever pulls the lever and goes first, right?
Yes.
And I think there was a little bit of pushback yesterday, you know, about this, and with Goff kind of maybe jumping the gun because, you know, everybody else is still kind of in a wait-and-see attitude, wait-and-see mode, even though a lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes, right? And we had that ESPN report this morning, which you guys may have talked about Major League Baseball out in Arizona and what they may potentially be thinking about doing just to get play going and get their game back on TV. It's the same with golf. Golf being a little different because, you know, it's not that you don't have home games and away games. It's like a traveling circus. So I understand on one hand, golf cannot wait until everything's got the okay and the all clear and be like, all right, we're going to play again next week. You can't do that. There's so many logistics and at these places to get these tournaments going. There has to be a lot of planning and a lot of foresight. Moves can't be made, you know, at the snap of a finger. So I understand needing to do out of schedule. You know, my question just being, you know, are we really going to be playing in San Francisco at a PGA Championship in early August? And if so, you know, will we have fans? And then if so, who's going to be playing? Because it's the other question I have. You know, with Goff, we're looking at players who are independent contractors. And we saw at the Players' Championship last month when we were trying to keep the game going, as all the other cancellations were going on around us, you know, we had one player, C.P. Panda, who was uncomfortable being there and pulled out. And now knowing what we know and knowing what's happened throughout our country and throughout the entire world, are you going to have some players who don't need to come back financially and can't be told to come back, going to come back? You know, I'm thinking about the name players, the top superstars in the game. Are they going to be willing to come back and start playing in June, July, et cetera? Even if we do still have some social distancing going on at these events, even if there are no fans, even if they are traveling by private plane, are they going to do that? We'll wait and see.
Talking to Gil Capps, talking a little golf here. And Gil, there's no question. We spent a lot of time on our show, you know, hoping that, you know, these leagues and these organizations might be able to pull something off like that, so we have, you know, something to you know, quench our thirst sports-wise here. And we were talking to Brant Snedeker about these things, too. You point out a lot of really interesting logistical questions and hurdles that you'd have to get through. One thing I've heard about as well is just sort of a made-for-TV one-on-one between a couple of guys, you know, a couple of popular players, maybe even, you know, two different ones on the same day. What would you think of that? You know, no fans, just cameras following two players playing a round of golf and maybe, you know, put some money up for charity or something like that. Do you think that could be in the cards?
It could be. I think there is, as much as we want to see something, we want to see live sports. And the other thing, right, is that everybody's at home and, you know, anything that's going to be put on in sports-wise is probably going to get a pretty good rating and get pretty good attention put toward it. You know, the danger is that doing stuff like that, even if you think you're taking all the precautions in the world, it still comes across in an incorrect tone with the times that we are in. And that's a particular concern with the sport I love and golf, and I think it's the greatest individual sport in the world. I don't think anything comes close, but, you know, not everybody has that feeling about it. There are people who see it in a different light, see it maybe as an elitist, you know, upper class male sport that's only for a few, and that we've seen that in this during this pandemic and during all the stay at home orders with golf courses fighting to stay open and people going to play golf. You know, Golf Now, our tee time business, the largest in the U.S. at Golf Channel, 60% of the golf courses in the U.S. are still open. And while to people play the game and think, well, that kind of makes sense. If you don't have any contact with anybody, facilities are closed, you can just still go out there and play the game. But, you know, to others who kind of don't understand, it does send a bad message. And I think that's the danger, and that's the danger as the rumors with the Tiger Phil match, possibly with having maybe Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Not that it's a bad idea, but I just think that optics are really also important. And while you may have a percentage that would really look forward to that, you're going to have a percentage you're really going to take exception to it. And if it's a big enough percentage, that really worries sponsors and really worries TV folks.
That's a really interesting point that I think you would have probably continued debate on for a while. I do wonder too, Gil, if in a month we would feel differently one way or the other, right? Maybe in a few weeks we feel like maybe we're more optimistic about wanting to see something now, and maybe we go the other way. We don't want to see anything in a few months, but maybe at a certain time too, we'll feel like, you know, the curve is, or the peak has happened, some of the terminology you hear, and then maybe the time is right then. That's what I guess the leadership has to decide.
You're right. I mean, there'll be a time where you know, that you know, we'll see that light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, right now, I think there's still uncertainty whether that light at the end of the tunnel is actually light or if it's the headlight of a train that's been ready to set on. But there will come that time. And I think, you know, the one thing, like I said, Goff hadn't determined, they have to kind of be ready. There has to kind of be a schedule. And, you know, the one thing that it does give you when all the governing bodies make the announcement they did, you know, yesterday, it gives people hope, gives people a little optimism, puts Goff back in their brains. And, you know, I have to say there was a little bit of a spark yesterday myself thinking, wow, how cool would a Masters in the middle of November be? You know, not to see azaleas, but to see colors, you know, on the trees and maybe see the golf course play a little differently, you know, wind directions and fronts coming in a little differently. And, it, you know, ringing in the holiday season with the most famous tournament in the game, it'd be pretty cool. And it kind of puts a smile on your face thinking about it. I certainly hope that we're there in the middle of November.
We're talking to Gil Capps from Golf Channel. And I feel like sometimes, Gil, you know, we're forced to make change, you know, like a tradition like the Masters that is always in April that you were bringing up, that this is forcing golf to make a change, and so it could happen in November. Do you think that there's a chance because of all this that they might look at rotating the schedule a little more, that maybe, okay, it wasn't so bad having the Masters in November or a different month, maybe not that late, but maybe moving things around, it kind of changes the way of thinking?
You know, I never say never. I have a hard time seeing the Masters in the way that, you know, a private club that isn't open during the summers, and the way it's run and set up, and the way that bent grass is that they play on, which is a cool season grass, which is one of the concerns having that event in the fall, is that you may not have the coverage you do in April, and particularly maybe there are issues, and maybe it's a late summer, it's a hot summer, you know, a warm fall, but otherwise I think things could be on the table. And we hear that other sports, right? People are starting to speculate how, you know, this pandemic and what it's done to the sports calendar, and maybe what comes out of it too, right? What other leagues are forced to do, whether it's baseball or whether it's the NBA, and how they proceed could make them rethink things going forward, and how games are in a season, you know, how playoffs are structured, how their seasons run, et cetera. So, you know, Goff in particular has usually been a follower. You know, I mean, everybody's fighting nowadays for the same airtime, you know, the same attention on social media, and nobody kind of wants to go on top of each other. So I think Goff has kind of always been more of a reactionary sport as far as planning out where it's going and just looking to see what happened with the PGA Tour last year that started with having the playoff events moving from September to August. That was to get out of football and to try to have a month to itself. Well, if things kind of change around, right? Say if the NBA has a great idea, you know what? This was we want to change our schedule. We want to start now. We're going to play our first game on Christmas Day, and our playoffs are going to go through, you know, the finals can go through to August. That affects Goff. So maybe something does happen down the road, and we get our sport kind of gets the worst end of that, and maybe not the pick of the litter as far as calendar, but the other point is the fall, late summer, early fall, if all things go to plan, you know, you can have sporting events some of these weekends where I'm going to be doing the same thing I'm doing now. I'm going to be staying at home because I'm going to be watching sports from 9 a.m. to midnight. You're going to have possibly football games and tennis and golf and horse racing and auto racing and, you know, multiple major championships and major events and sports on the same weekend or same day potentially. So I think it for sports fans, it's famine right now, but fingers crossed that maybe feast come come fall.
Gil, we appreciate the visit as always. You and the family be safe. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You guys as well.
All right, that is Gil Capps from the Golf Channel, and wanted to get a little golf perspective because they were in the news yesterday, and you know, moving some things around, moving some major tournaments around, and we'll see how this all plays out. I got to be honest, if the Masters actually happens in November, what was it, November 12th through the 15th, that's mid-November, that'll be strange. I mean, that'll be really strange. In fact, I think when I was looking at the schedule yesterday, Tennessee plays – no, that can't be right. That couldn't be right. Tennessee plays Georgia. They don't play that late, do they? But CBS will have to shuffle some things around because think about it. They've got the SEC game of the week on Saturday, and they've got the NFL on Sunday. So how do they make that work?
Yeah, look, I mean, everyone's going to have to get creative. But, you know, for a sports fan, it could be a lot of fun. But, you know, I think they have the network space to pull this out. And, you know, somebody like CBS that doesn't get a lot of traction on the CBS Sports Network, it might force them to do that of, you know, you have to go find it to watch one of these events or a football game or something like that. I was trying to pull up
that, by the way, actually, it is Tennessee, Georgia. I did
look
at it.
November 14th.
That's weird. That's a little bit – that's late for that game. That's the second to last game of the season.
It's after Kentucky, which is
– that is really weird.
Yeah. It's usually early.
Usually they've got, like, Kentucky, Missouri.
We might need ESPN
Vanderbilt.
The Ocho. We might need a real ESPN Ocho.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
By the way, that could be the – I mean, who knows what that'll look like in mid-November. That could be the game of the week on CBS. Who knows?
Yeah.
Tennessee-Georgia may be the game. So what do they do? Do they put the Masters on CBS Sports Network? I mean, what do they do?
Well,
they're not moving college football or the NFL.
Yeah, but you can move. Like, if Tennessee-Georgia is the game of the week, you could have a 7 o'clock kick and pull it off.
Well, 7 o'clock at night. CBS doesn't air 7 o'clock at night college football games.
Well, you
it's
have
the 2:30 game.
No, I understand, but you're having to change. We're talking about if
they,
you want to get them both
in. They have a
couple
each year, though. They've had some doubleheaders. LSU-Alabama's been a primetime game at times.
I mean, in this scenario, Darren, nothing's normal. So you're going to have to adjust. And if CBS wants to have both events, if they want to still have the game of the week and they want to have the Masters, then you're probably going to have to air your college football game.
And what if it's still going on? You're just going to cut away?
Well,
what if there's an intense moment? You're going to cut. Now let's go to Athens, Georgia, and we're ready for kickoff for Georgia and Tennessee?
Yeah, then you have another problem on your hands.
I don't see how you pull that. I don't know how you pull. To me, look, the Masters is great. I get it. It's the sacred cow of golf. But you know, holding this in November in the middle of football season, in the college football season and the NFL season, especially in November when things are getting real, we're talking about playoffs could be on the line. Who knows what the teams look like at this point? This is the second to last game of the season for Tennessee. I don't know how you could put them every – you make it all work on one network. To me, something's got to get moved, and either – if you're asking me who's going to CBS Sports Network, it's not going to be college football in the NFL. Sorry.
No.
Just not.
If you're looking for the Masters, you can check that out on News Channel 5 Plus.
Well, no, I mean, they've got CBS Sports Network. That's,
I know. That was the –
that's bigger than – 5 Plus. I mean, I don't want to take shots at 5 Plus, but I'm just saying that's bigger. That CBS Sports Network is a viable option. Look, if you could have NCAA tournament games on True TV, you could certainly have the Masters on CBS Sports Network.
Sure. And like I said, that could open the door to get more out of CBS Sports Network or NBC Sports Network. I mean, you're having to put higher profile events on those channels, and so it might get, you know, more viewership. It could work in their favor.
Well, that's what ESPN's been doing. They've been forcing everybody, right? Like, fine,
yeah.
We're putting the national championship game on cable, so you're going to be forced to have our channel.
And you know, for Fox, for instance, you know, they might be forced to put some NFL games on FS1, which I think is what they wanted when they launched FS1, and you know, it's never happened. But I mean, that's what's if everybody wants to get all this stuff in, you have the space to do it. You're just going to have to change. You're going to have to put it on a different channel than you're used to doing, but they could pull it off. They just have to be willing.
All right, we will come back. Hour number three, when we come back, of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.